Good morning. This is Jasmine responding to your missed call for home care services, ma'am. How can I help you this morning?
I have a general question. I'm on Medicaid, and I am my mother's caregiver and my sister's caregiver.
Okay.
And I'm about to have surgery.
Uh-oh.
Do y'all offer short term? Because I expect to be off my feet for maybe 8 weeks.
Right. When is your surgery?
It hasn't been scheduled yet, but I'm expecting it at the end of September or in October.
So. Okay. And what county do you reside in?
Philadelphia.
And how many hours does your mom and sister have?
What do you mean?
Like, how many hours a week of services?
Oh, I live here, so I'm constant. I don't get paid through the services or anything. I just take care of my mom and sis.
Oh, I thought that you were getting paid to take care of them because there is a program that allows you to get paid.
Yeah, so, but it would affect my mother's benefits, and we don't want to do that.
Well, it's a Medicaid-funded program. If she has Medicaid, then it's free. It wouldn't affect anything. But if you needed someone and you want to pay out of pocket, I could give you the out of pocket rate.
No. No.
Again, I'm not understanding then, because if you're working for your mom, you say you're working for your mom, you take care of her. This is an agency that pays loved ones, friends, families, trusted loved ones to take care of another. So I'm thinking that's what you want.
Yeah, and it doesn't affect her benefits in any kind of way.
It's a free program based on her insurance. It's no out of pocket fee.
Okay.
So when you say that you need relief for her, are you saying that you want to hire someone and pay out of pocket?
No, I wanted to know if, now, like I said, I'm only going to be down for a few weeks. Is there any way to get temporary home health aid?
No.
No.
Home care services is a long-term care need. So if you needed short-term care, you can do that. But you have to pay out of pocket, because if we go through her insurance, the insurance is not going to pay for 8 weeks. The insurance is going to pay. It's an award. So basically, if we sent in a referral today and she has the eligibility code, then they do an assessment and they find her eligible. It's through the duration of her lifespan. So home care doesn't stop. It only stops if something happens to her and she's no longer with us. Temporarily, if you needed someone to sit down with her, you know, socialize, prep her meals, make sure she's bathing, she's eating, her house is clean, then that's an out-of-pocket fee.
Right. Okay. Okay. Now, let's talk about me getting paid.
Okay. What insurances does your mother have?
You know what? That I cannot answer. My sisters take care of that.
Right.
So
I'm going to give you my direct number.
Okay. 1 second.
And then I'm going to further guide you. I'm going to have you, maybe you can contact your sister can contact me, or you want to do a three-way with your sister so we're all on the phone.
Okay.
So we can check to see what type of health insurance your mom has, because most health insurance covers home care. Now, Medicaid is the only program that pays a friend, family, or trusted loved one to take care of another.
Oh, well, she doesn't have that.
Right, but she could apply. It's an income-based program. You don't know if she's eligible or not. You don't know the income bracket. And it doesn't hurt to try. Most seniors, they're all eligible because the income brackets have changed since COVID. So the worst that they could tell you is that she's not eligible at this time.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
My name is Jasmine. My number is 267-551. 7410.
Okay. And what's the name of your company?
This is Family First Care. It's a licensed home care agency.
Right. Thank you so much for returning my call, Jasmine.
Absolutely. And call me when you have your sister. So like that, if she has any questions, we can, you know, I can answer them for you both. And if we need to submit a referral to get your mom onto the program and pay you to take care of her, or pay your sister to take care of her, or to pay you to take care of her and your sister, then we can do that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Are you Miss Sharla?
Yes.
Okay. Your number's on my call ID. Can I log you in?
Yep.
All right, Miss Charlotte, you take care. Call me if you need me.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Good luck with your mom. Bye-bye. Thanks.